Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. He divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. This parable, many Bibles will say the parable of the lost son or the parable of the prodigal son. We know it most of all, the parable of the prodigal son. And what I'm, the thought that God gave me about this prodigal son was, you can come home at any time. You can come home at any time. When I was thinking about this young man, this younger son, that his father had given both sons. He divided unto them, the Bible said. Divided unto them his living. What living the father had. The living that the younger son would waste his part. We think about this prodigal, and many times we hear the word prodigal, we think of a wayward son. But the word prodigal means wasteful, wasteful. Riotous living, that was wasteful living. That's what he had spent his living on. That's what he had wasted his substance. You begin to think about what even all of that contains when it said he wasted his substance. It was his father's living. It was enough to sustain him for life. All the thing that he would need to sustain him for life was wasted in a far country. Wasted. The Bible said that they were wasted in that land, in that country. It was a place where he was foreign to, place where he should not have even been. When I think about the prodigal son, I think about those that are children of God that have gone out, and now they are wasting what God has abundantly blessed them with. What sustains their life? What would sustain them for life? This boy, he had his living, that would sustain him for life, that his everyday bread, that would bring him joy and comfort every day. How many people of God, I mean saved by God's grace, are wasting what God has given them, the joy that they one time had, they don't have it anymore. The peace that they one time had, they don't have that anymore. The assurance that they one time had, many of them begin to lose that. Just like 2 Peter said that we would, that if we did not add to our life the things that God wanted to give and put in our lives, we would soon forget, wouldn't we? We would lose that assurance of our salvation. And that's what happened to this young man. This young man, he began to see his father in an irreverent way, even down to the place where he would have come back. He said, I will say to my father, little F, father, big F. He changed from irreverent to reverent. He changed from seeing his father in not the way that he should have seen him. That is the keeper of him, the supplier of all of his needs. Up until this time, everything that young man had came from the Father. Absolutely everything. And still, when he went into the far country, when he went into, as the Bible said, that land and that country, verse 13 through 15, you'll see how it mentions the emphasis and the character of that country. Listen, this world is not our home. And when God's people can really understand that life in this world is just a waste. Life in the world is a waste. We waste the spiritual blessings of our life living, trying to live still in this world. Bible said that you and I are in the world, but we are not of the world anymore. Not anymore. That's not our land. Amen. His place was at the Father's house. Where the Father's house was, that was his country. That's where he belonged. That's where he should have been. That's where he should have never left. That's where all, up until this point, all of his living came from, right there. All of his joy, all of his hopes, all of his happiness, all of his peace, his daily supply was right there at the Father's house. He could come home at any time. Listen, the Bible says this, that not many days after the Father had divided unto them his living, that the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Took his journey into a far country. Now I wonder, Brother Danny, sometimes we see what happens when he finally got into the far country. But we don't know the story of the journey, do we? Any time in that young man's journey, he could have came back. Before he wasted his substance. Before the riotous living began to take hold of his life. The wasteful living. Wasteful living. I began to think about that the other day. What kind of wasteful living would a child would be in a child of God's life? It's the living that takes you first away from the Father's house. Many children of God today, I believe that with all my heart, they're not here. They should be here, but they're not here. I'm not talking about people that are sick or people that got too old and feeble. I'm talking about people that should be here, and they're not. They're saved, but they're not at the Father's house. That's a wasteful life. Trying to live their life apart from God's house is a wasteful life. It surely is. it's going to end up in waste. You're going to wind up just like this young man with nothing to sustain the real person that you are. Because the world could not satisfy. Did it satisfy all of the rights, all of the wasteful living, all of the prodigal living that this young man did? And it did not fill his need. The same amount would have been more than satisfactory at the Father's house. But it was wasted out in the world. Absolutely everything. Do you ever think about that? I mean, listen, no wonder the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. A sinful life is a hard life to live. He thought it was going to be a joyful life. But just like Brother Brandon said in the Sunday school this morning, I mean, there are people that take their journey out into a place, and I know he was speaking of lost people this morning. They've gone out into a place they can't return from. I'm glad this boy could return. Once he came to himself, he was able to return home. But he had to come to himself. And it seemed like it took him wasting everything. You know, some children of God, they've got sense when they begin to miss. They begin to see, my life's being wasted. I've wasted enough time out here in the world. I've lost enough fellowship with God. And I've lost enough fellowship with the brethren. And I've lost enough that I'm going to go back before I've wasted everything. And they return home. But it seems like some have to go all the way to the pig pen. All the way to the slop bucket, Brother Danny, before they finally wake up and realize, I have absolutely nothing that is satisfying me. And that he would begin to fill his belly. Listen now, he would begin to fill his belly with the husk, the carobs that the swine did eat, the junk that they threw in, the slop. I remember my granddaddy slopping pigs when I was a little boy. There's nothing in that slop trough that looked appealing to me. Now, at one time, it may have looked appealing when it first came out of the oven. And, or it first came off of the top and was set on the table in nice, clean, hot portions. But after we had scrounged through it and bit on it and spit it back out, and everything heaped together and wound up in the slop bucket, I didn't want anything to do with what he was sowing out there in the trough. But this young man got to the place where he actually considered it. You ever thought about that? I mean, listen, but thank God he finally realized that what he had, that the world had to offer, and that's the only thing the world had to offer. You've got to remember that. That's the only thing they were going to offer, was the slop that the swines did eat. For a child of God, listen, the best the world's got to give you is slop to the child of God. Slop compared to what God the Father had given him in the beginning. Are you listening? What he had wasted was so wonderful. He spent it and had a big time. But he spent it. Spent it all. Spent all he had. But it was amazing that when he went back to the Father had a robe, he had a ring, had a fatted calf to kill. You see, in the Father's house, things replenish. There's always enough. There's never an end to the blessings of God. There's never an end to the joy, to the peace, to the supply. When Jesus told us to pray, pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It never runs out. Not like it did in the world. Everything ran out. Down there until he got plumb in the slot pen, he considered eating what was there, and that would have run out. But back at the Father's house, it never will run out. Never does run out. Never can run out. Never will run out. And he knew that. He said, the servants back at my Father's house. In other words, he's saying, people today, they see the people of God and they see them in sections. But listen, we're all the people of God. But when we get out there, we begin to see them as, people that are higher and people that are lower. But when you're in here, you see everybody as the people of God. Are you listening to me? But he began to look at, he said, servants, them on the lower end. Them that's on the lower end of God's blessing. That's the way he was looking at the lower end of the Father's blessing. They've got bread enough and to spare. Listen, there is no lower end and no higher end when it comes to the blessings of God. You've got them that are blessed, them that ain't blessed. And he wasn't blessed because he was out in the world. He was blessed for a time. I've seen children of God leave God's presence as far as his house. Prayer, they didn't pray, they didn't look at God's word. They began to go out and waste their life. And for a good time, what seemed like nothing changed. But then when it was all spent, then the house come crumbling down. Then they began to be in want. Sometimes some people may go all the way to that place, where finally they've lost everything. They've lost everything before they'll turn around and go, listen, if you're the Lord's, listen, everything you are and everything you have comes from the Heavenly Father. And God ain't going to let us waste, we might waste a lot of what we have out there in the world, but it'll come to a stop. It'll come to a halt. Trying to enjoy. There is pleasure in sin for a season, isn't there? Surely there is for the people of God. But listen, you can come home at any time. You can turn around and come back at any point in time. The Father is always there. The rest of the children are always there. I mean, he gave this other son his living. He divided unto them his living. And the one, the father, the boy, he stayed with the father and worked in the field. He saw himself, he was in as bad a shape almost as the one that left. Why? Because when he said, these many years do I serve thee, he used the same word as slave. He was just a slave. He didn't serve him from the heart. He thought God was being a little too hard on him. The Father was being a little too hard on him to expect as much as he did. And he said, son, he said, all that I have is thine. Everything that I have. That boy, he couldn't see that,
I mean, right from the beginning, he divided unto them. He gave the one as much as he did the other. One went and wasted it. The other didn't realize he had it. You can listen, you can be. The one actually went to a far country in his body. The other one was in a far place in his mind. He didn't realize the blessings that were all over top of him. He was experiencing it every day. But he somehow could not see it. Could not see the goodness of God in his life. But the Father, listen. He said, it is meet that we should make merry and be glad. Listen, for God's people, we cannot hold an ought against our brothers that are going out into the world. We cannot keep them at arm's length their whole life. What did the older brother expect? The father to push the younger brother back? And say, no, you wasted everything that the Father gave you. You did this or did that. No, it was meat. He said that we welcomed him back in. I've thought a whole lot about that verse here lately about ye that are spiritual, restoring someone, a brother. That's what was happening right here. Was that older brother spiritual? He didn't seem to be. Yet he was in the Father's house. Listen, if we're going to be spiritual, if we're truly going to be spiritual, ye that are spiritual, restore those that are children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen, it hurts us when they go away, but when they come back, we should be there to welcome them with love and grace and mercy. To not hold them out and say, you deserve to be out there in the hog pen where you took yourself. I don't want to have much to do with you. No, God have mercy, no. Our Lord didn't teach us that way, did he? Is the love of our God about keeping our brothers and sisters at length because of their failures? Then keep me at length because I fail. Every one of us, listen, if we say that we have no sin, we lie. We deceive ourselves. Listen, God has to work around all of us. Doesn't he? Surely he does. Now I'm not preaching that way to make an excuse for sin. We should all strive to live close to the Father and not just to out slopping around in the world. Amen? You know I don't agree with that. You know I beg God's children not to go to the world. God has us to warn God's children, don't turn away from the good things of God. Don't turn away from the good things of God. If he hadn't have been saved, he had probably got himself to a place, Brother Brandon, that he couldn't return from. Because he was living just like the rest of them. He was living like people that go too far. He wasted. He prodigaled his substance. He was a wasteful son. A wasteful son. All that the Father handed him, he was wasteful of it. You know, there's a parable of the Lord that said he gave some 10 talents and some 5 and some 1. That one that didn't do anything with it,
He more or less wasted his opportunity, didn't he? He was a wasteful commission. God doesn't want us wasting our lives. We've got revival meeting coming up. We can let that pass by. We can waste it. We can waste that time. We could waste what God is wanting to do in our hearts and lives right now. I mean, there's been people in here, God's been stirring in your heart. And boy, I tell you, I thank God for it. And I want to see you grow ever so closer and come closer to the Lord and do more for the Lord and take your hands and lay them to the plow and just don't look back. I want to see you worship the Lord and enjoy the presence of your God and have joy unspeakable and peace that passes all understanding. I want to see your people saved by your hand, praying for them, enjoying, living for God. I want to see you happy in the Lord. Don't waste the time that God affords us. I don't know. This boy could have come home at any time. Any time during that journey. Any time that he was spending. Even when the famine was starting to rise. See, there arose a mighty famine. See, it has to start somewhere. He waited till it was a full-blown famine. Maybe he thought it wasn't going to be no difference. Well, there's a big difference in the world and where God is. Because when that mighty famine in the land hit, he began to be in want. If he would have been at the Father's house, what he had would have sustained him. It's amazing. It's just the place and it's just the people that he was with that made the difference. The place where he was at, the far country, that land, that country, and those people, he began to be in want. He began to consume what should have sustained him. Well, back at the Father's house, He knew. He said, I bet at my Father's house it ain't famine. It ain't famine at my Father's house. Even the servants, I bet they're not in famine. He could have come home at any time. No man gave to him. Listen, the world, I'm going to say this, the world don't care about you. They'll be your friend till they consume what you have. It'll be a big time until everything's gone. But he finally came to himself. And he arose. Came to the right place. Came to his Father. I love what the Father did when he was yet a great way off. His Father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Father's love never changed for that boy. You're God's child. Listen, his love never changes for you. I've seen people
And I guess maybe they just hadn't listened or didn't I don't know where their mind was when Bible school was going on, but they get out away from God, and then they'll believe every lie of the devil. They begin to go through a hard time and say, well, if God loved me, I wouldn't be in this situation. Well, God does love you, and that's probably why you are in that situation. Because you left, and you spent everything out in the world. Now you need to come back home. People want the blessings of home without coming home. But he knew he had to come home. You can come home at any time. The Father will have compassion. The Father will be looking for you. The Father will meet you. Just like he told the oldest boy, son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is thine. Everything that he had when he left, he had it when he got back.